This is the Mountain Meditation, adapted from Jon Kabat-Zinn. This is generally a sitting meditation and best carried out in a fairly upright chair. It can take around 20 to 30 minutes, so just make yourself comfortable, relax, let it lead to a wonderful sense of inner strength. Begin by finding a comfortable seated position, which is neither so comfortable that you are likely to fall asleep, or so uncomfortable that you're likely to find that a constant distraction. It helps to be quite upright and with your eyes closed. Just notice the feel of the chair or where you're sitting, beneath you and behind you, and the sensation of your feet on the floor. Your hands can rest comfortably in your lap, either palms up or down. Really paying attention to your breathing now, noticing in breath and each out breath. Not trying to change your breathing in any way, just noticing the way it is. Not trying to make your breath deeper or to change its pace, allowing it to flow easily and effortlessly at its own pace. Letting your body be still and peaceful. Nobody wants anything. Nobody needs anything. Just a sense of completeness and wholeness, if possible. Begin to bring into your awareness the image of a beautiful mountain. Perhaps it's one that you know or are familiar with. Or alternatively, just let your imagination create a beautiful mountain for you. Some people are very visual and others less so. If you can't get an image of a mountain in mind, then just think about one or get a sense of a strong, majestic mountain in mind, feeling its overall shape. Its lofty peaks, its peaks high in the sky, the large base rooted into the bedrock of the earth's crust, its steep or gently sloping sides, just noticing how massive it is, how solid, how unmoving, how beautiful, whether from afar or up close. Perhaps your mountain has snow blanketing its tops and trees reaching down to the base, or rugged granite sides. There might be streams or waterfalls cascading down the slopes. There may be one peak or a series of peaks, or with meadows and high lakes. Just observe the mountain, noting its qualities, and when you feel ready, seeing if you can bring the mountain into your own body, sitting here so that your body and the mountain in your mind's eye become one. So that as you sit here, you share in the massiveness and the stillness and the majesty of the mountain. You become the mountain. Grounded in the sitting posture, your head becomes the lofty peak, supported by the rest of the body and affording a panoramic view. Your shoulders and arms are the sides of the mountain. Your legs the solid base, rooted to your cushion or your chair, experiencing in your body a sense of uplift from deep within your pelvis and spine. With each breath, as you continue sitting, becoming a little more of that mountain, and more a breathing mountain, alive and vital, yet unwavering in your inner stillness, completely what you are, beyond words and a thought, a centered, grounded, unmoving presence. As you sit there, become aware of the fact that as the sun travels across the sky, the light and the shadows and colours are changing virtually moment by moment in the mountain stillness. And the surface teems with life and activity, streams, melting snow, waterfalls, plants, and wildlife. And as the mountain sits, seeing and feeling how night follows day and day follows night, the bright warming sun followed by the cool night sky studded with stars, and the gradual dawning of a new day. Through it all the changes, the mountain just sits, experiencing the change in each moment, constantly changing environment, yet the mountain just always is itself. It remains still as the seasons flow into one another, and as the weather changes moment by moment and day by day, calmness abiding all change. In summer, there's no snow on the mountain, except perhaps for the very peaks or in the crags shielded from direct sunlight. In the autumn, the mountain may wear a coat of brilliant fire colours. In winter, a blanket of snow and ice. In any season, it might find itself at times enshrouded in clouds or fog, or pelted by freezing rain. People may come to see the mountain and comment on how beautiful it is, or how it's not a good day to see the mountain, that it's too cloudy, or rainy, or foggy, or dark. None of this matters to the mountain, which remains still at all times, remains its essential self at all times. Clouds may come and clouds may go. Tourists may like it or not. The mountain's magnificence and beauty are not changed one bit by whether people see it or not, whether it's visible or invisible, seen or unseen, in sun or clouds, broiling or frigid. Day or night, the mountain just sits, being itself. At times visited by violent storms, buffeted by snow and rain and winds of unthinkable magnitude. Through it all, the mountain just sits. Spring comes, trees leaf out. Flowers bloom in the high meadows and slopes. Birds sing in the trees once again. Streams overflow with the waters of melting snow. Through it all, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by the weather, by what's happened on the surface, by the world of appearances, judgment, remaining its essential self through the seasons, the changing weather, the activity ebbing and flowing on its surface. In the same way, as we sit in meditation, we can learn to experience the mountain. We can embody the same central, unwavering stillness and groundedness in the face of everything that changes in our own lives, over seconds, over hours, over years. In our lives and in our meditation practice, we experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body and of the outer world. We have our own periods of light and darkness, activity and inactivity, our moments of colour and our moments of drabness. It's true that we experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world and in our minds and in our bodies, buffeted by high winds, by cold and rain. We endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as the moments of joy and uplift. Even our appearance changes constantly, experiencing a weather of its own. By becoming the mountain in our meditation practice, we can link up with its strength and stability and adopt them for our own. We can use its energies to support our energy to encounter each moment with mindfulness and clarity. It may help us to see that our thoughts and feelings, our preoccupations, our emotional storms and crisis, even the things that happen to us, are very much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally, but its strongest characteristics is impersonal. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be encountered and honoured, felt, known for what it is, and held in awareness. And in holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom. Mountains have this to teach us, and more if we can let it in. So if you find you resonate in some way with the strength and stability of the mountain in your sitting, it might be helpful to use it from time to time in your meditation practice to remind yourself of what it means to sit mindfully with resolve and with wakefulness in true stillness. So in the time that remains, just continue to sustain the mountain meditation on your own, in silence, moment by moment, until you get ready to have a stretch and open your eyes.